بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذ أوحينا إلى أمك ما يوحى.
Verse number 38. When we inspired your mother by that which was a means by which Allah protected you from Fir'aun's plot.
أن اقذفيه في التابوت فاقذفيه في اليم فليلقه اليم بالساحل يأخذه عدو لي وعدو له وألقيت عليك محبة مني ولتصنع على عيني.
Verse number 39. I had instructed her when I inspired her. Throw your child after he is born into the chest, and then place the chest into the river. The river will cast him onto the bank by my command, and he will be taken in by an enemy of mine and his, who is Fir'aun. I placed on you love for me, so that people love you, and so that you are reared under my watchful eye, protection, and care.
إذ تمشي أختك فتقول هل أدلكم على من يكفله فرجعناك إلى أمك كي تقر عينها ولا تحزن وقتلت نفسا فنجيناك من الغم وفتناك فتونا فلبثت سنين في أهل مدين ثم جئت على قدر يا موسى.
Verse number 40. When your sister went out following the chest wherever it went, and she said to those who took it, "Shall I show you someone who will take care of him, nurse him, and rear him? I then favored you by returning you to your mother, so that she could rejoice by your return to her, and not to grieve over you. Then you killed the Copt whom you punched, but we favored you by saving you from difficulty, and we helped you time after time from every test that you faced. You then left, and stayed among the people of Madian for years. Then you came at the time that was specified for you, to come to be spoken to, O Musa.
وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي.
Verse number 41. I have selected you as my messenger to convey to people the revelation I sent you.
اذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَأَخُوكَ بِآيَاتِي وَلَا تَنِيَا فِي ذِكْرِي.
Verse number 42. Go you, O Musa, and your brother Harun, with my signs indicating Allah's power and oneness, and do not slacken in calling towards me and in remembering me.
اذْهَبَا إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ طَغَى.
Verse number 43. Go to Fir'aun, for he has overstepped the bounds in disbelief and rebellion against Allah.
فقولا له قولا لينا لعله يتذكر أو يخشى.
Verse number 44. Speak to him gently without harshness, in the hope that he may take heed, fear Allah and repent.
قالا ربنا إننا نخاف أن يفرط علينا أو أن يطغى.
Verse number 45. Musa and Harun, peace be upon them, said, "We fear that he will quickly punish us before we can deliver your message to him, or that he will exceed the limit in oppressing us by killing us or otherwise."
قال لا تخافا إنني معكما أسمع وأرى.
Verse number 46. Allah said to them, "Do not be afraid. I'm with you both with my help and support. I hear and see everything that occurs between you and him."
فأتياه فقولا إنا رسول ربك فأرسل معنا بني إسرائيل ولا تعذبهم فأرسل معنا بني إسرائيل ولا تعذبهم قد جئناك بآية من ربك والسلام على من اتبع الهدى.
Verse number 47. So go to him and tell him, "We are the messengers of your Lord, O Pharaoh. So send the Israelites with us, and do not punish them by killing their sons and letting their women live. We have brought to you a sign from your Lord proving our truthfulness. Safety from Allah's punishment is for those who have faith and follow Allah's guidance."
إِنَّا قَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْنَا أَنَّ الْعَذَابَ عَلَى مَنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى.
Verse number 48. Allah has revealed to us that punishment in this world and the afterlife falls on whoever rejects the signs of Allah and turns his back on what the messengers brought.
قَالَ فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى.
Verse number 49. Fir'aun said in denial of what they brought, "Who then is your Lord, whom you claim has sent you to me, O Musa?"
قال ربنا الذي أعطى كل شيء خلقه ثم هدى.
Verse number 50. Musa said, "Our Lord is the one who gave everything the shape and form suitable for it, and then he guided all created things to what they were created for."
قال فما بال القرون الأولى.
Verse number 51. Fir'aun said, "What about the previous communities who had disbelieved?" Beneficial points. 1. Allah's complete care for Musa, peace be upon him, and all messengers and prophets. Their successors also receive some of this care, in accordance with their states with Allah. 2. Those who follow the straight path and adopt the clear sacred law will be safe in this world and the hereafter. 3. Part of the general guidance for all created things is that every created thing strives towards the benefits for which it was created and towards warding off harm from itself. 4. The verses show the virtue of instructing the good and prohibiting evil, and that should be done through gentle speech by the person who has power and whose protection is guaranteed. 5. The person who is right must listen to the speech of the person who is false and respond to him without offense or alienation. 6. Allah alone possesses knowledge of the ghaib in the past, present, and future.
قال علمها عند ربي في كتاب لا يضل ربي ولا ينسى.
Verse number 52. Musa, peace be upon him, said to Fir'aun, "The knowledge of what those communities did is with my Lord, recorded in the preserved tablet. My Lord does not err in his knowledge of things, nor does he forget anything."
الذي جعل لكم الأرض مهدا وسلك لكم فيها سبلا وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرجنا به أزواجا من نبات شتى.
Verse number 53. My Lord is the one who made the earth spread out for you to live on, and made for you on it pathways to travel on. He sent down rainwater from the sky, and with that water, he brings forth every kind of plant.
كُلُوا وَارْعَوْا أَنْعَامَكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي النُّهَى.
Verse number 54. Eat, O people, of the pure things that I have brought forth for you, and graze your cattle. and the favors that are mentioned there are signs of Allah's power and oneness for people of understanding.
منها خلقناكم وفيها نعيدكم ومنها نخرجكم تارة أخرى.
Verse number 55. From the soil of the earth, I created your father Adam, peace be upon him. Into it, I shall return you by your being buried therein when you pass away. And from it, I shall take you out to you a second time when you will be resurrected on the day of judgment.
وَلَقَدْ أَرَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا كُلَّهَا فَكَذَّبَ وَأَبَى.
Verse number 56. I showed Fir'aun all of my 9 signs. He saw them all but denied them and refused to respond by having faith in Allah.
قَالَ أَجِئْتَنَا لِتُخْرِجَنَا مِنْ أَرْضِنَا بِسِحْرِكَ يَا مُوسَى.
Verse number 57. Fir'aun said, Have you come to remove us from Egypt with the magic that you brought, O Musa, so that you can gain control over it?
فَلَنَأْتِيَنَّكَ بِسِحْرٍ مِثْلِهِ فَجَعَلْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكَ مَوْعِدًا لَا نُخْلِفُهُ نَحْنُ وَلَا أَنْتَ مَكَانًا سُوَى.
Verse number 58. We will certainly bring to, O Musa, magic similar to yours. So make an appointment between you and us at a specified time and place, which neither of us will fail to keep, and let the place be a central and even place to both groups.
قال موعدكم يوم الزينة وأن يحشر الناس ضحى.
Verse number 59. Musa, peace be upon him, said to Fir'aun, The appointment between you and us will be on the day of the festival, when people will gather to celebrate the festival in the morning. Verse number 60. Fir'aun went back and gathered his plots and tricks. Then he came at the specified time and place for the contest.
قال لهم موسى ويلكم لا تفتروا على الله كذبا فيسحتكم بعذاب وقد خاب من افترى.
Verse number 61. Musa said, advising Fir'aun's magicians, Beware. Do not invent lies against Allah through the magic by means of which you deceive people, or He will eliminate you with a punishment from Him. Whoever invents lies against Allah is a loser.
فَتَنَازَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ وَأَسَرُّوا النَّجْوَى.
Verse number 62. The magicians argued among themselves, when they heard what Musa, peace be upon him, had to say, and they conferred secretly.
قالوا إن هذان لساحران يريدان أن يخرجاكم من أرضكم بسحرهما ويذهبا بطريقتكم المثلى.
Verse number 63. The magicians said to one another secretly, Musa and Harun are both magicians. Their intention is to drive you out of Egypt with the magic that they brought and put an end to your superior way of life and sublime religion.
فَأَجْمِعُوا كَيْدَكُمْ ثُمَّ أَتُوا صَفَّا وَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْيَوْمَ مَنِ اسْتَعْلَى.
Verse number 64. So make a firm decision and do not differ therein. Then go forward in rows, and throw down what you have all at once. Whoever defeats his opponent today has attained his objective. Beneficial points. 1. One of Allah's favors is that He rolled out the earth like a spread, and made it firm so that people can settle on it, and it's suitable for life. 2. Bringing forth various types of plants and varying colors from the earth is a clear sign of Allah's power and the existence of the Creator. 3. The verses mention two clear logical evidences for resurrection, bringing forth plants from the earth after its demise, and bringing forth people from it when they were first created. 4. The people of intelligence are the ones who benefit from the verses and who consider it carefully. 5. Pharaoh's disbelief was one of obstinacy, because he had seen the signs with his own eyes and was convinced of them deep within himself. 6. Musa selected the day of the festival so that Allah's words will be supreme, his religion will be victorious, and disbelief will be repressed before all people in a public place so that the news of it spreads. 7. The distinguishing feature of the prophets was their sincerity in calling towards Allah and their seizing the suitable opportunity to announce their invitation.